Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and happy Monday to all of you. It is a cold, snowy day here on the East Coast, but I'm loving it anyway because we are experiencing a new day, right? So listen, hi, I'm Nayshawn Turner, your host of Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show, and I am so excited to be here to do the review of week four about the 31-day Step Into Your Power Empowerment Challenge that we've been doing. And listen, if you have not been participating in it, you have been missing out. But don't worry, you can always go on to my Facebook page, Nayshawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching, and all of the challenges are right there. They were on Facebook Live, so you get to see the video, and then you get to know all about the challenge and what we did, what your power move is, and your declaration, and all that good stuff, so that you can make bolder moves, powerful decisions, and begin to really master some of those areas that you feel like you've been stuck in, because it's really all about learning how to live a successfully empowered life and being able to transform your life on a daily basis in a big way by just using what's already inside of you. So I hope that you guys will go and check it out, those of you who have not been following, but we've had a lot of people that have been following, been tuning in, and I've been getting such a good report about it. So I'm so excited about the changes and the transformations that's been taking place. And so I want you to have that same experience as well. Listen, I just want to give a quick review of what just happened last week. Well, first of all, those of you, too, that did not make it out to the Envision More Vision Board Party, I tell you, you missed it. You missed it. We had a time being able to create the vision that's been down on the inside of us by first learning how to envision that and to be able to sit in that vision as if it has already taken place in your life. And then we began to talk about the different principles and how to make your vision board not just a collage of pictures, but to really make it an action board so it can move you into your vision to live out in 2017. And so the women were so excited and they gave so much insight about their vision and clarity. And so now they're able to go forward in 2017 with confidence. So guess what? That leads me to the challenge that we had, the first challenge we had last week, and that was talking about being empowered to be confident. You know what? I don't know if you know, but confidence really is the new sexy. It really is. And so it's important for you to recognize that confidence is you being able to stand in who you are in a fierce and bold way. It's something that really happens, though, on the inside, right? And see, when you recognize that confidence is an inside job, then it will come on the outside as well. But when you have real confidence, guess what? You don't have to wait around for someone to affirm you and to validate you and to approve you or to accept you. Why? Because you already believe in you. And so once you decide to say yes to your life, you don't need anybody else to co-sign. So I talked about that in that way. And then I began to tell people, take a chance on you. Right? And it's time for you to learn how to do something different, learn how to step into something that's unknown, that's unfamiliar, that's uncommon, and so that you can really shock yourself so that you can advance your confidence. And so when I talked about that, one of the declarations that I gave for being able to do that is to be able to own, as I said, your fierce self and to walk in the power of who you are. But one of the action steps for you to do was for you to do something that you're really not sure of doing, right? You don't know what the outcome is going to be. You don't know how the result is going to look. But nevertheless, when you do it, it's going to build confidence. Then the next day, we talked about being empowered to be financially secure. And as I mentioned, who doesn't want to be financially secure? And you want to know how to make that happen, especially when your money is acting funny, right? But what I did talk about is that financial wealth is really found in two places. It's found in your mind and in your gifts. You have to develop what I call a wealthy mindset first. And then once you're able to make that shift, you know, from thinking about lack and scarcity to abundance and plenty, then you will experience the change that you are looking for to secure yourself financially. And what I also shared was that, you know what, we will begin to see some opportunities and see some things that have never come our way because now we have uncovered and discovered our moneymakers. And your moneymakers are really your gift. And so once you can recognize that, you're able to contribute to the world in a bigger way. You're able to play out your life in a bigger way. And so it's important for you to think about how you can make that happen, right? And one way to do that is being able to add more value to the lives of people so that they'll be willing to pay for it, right? So one of the things, whether it be your boss paying for you to get a raise, right, or whether you are an entrepreneur and you're able to get more clients and more contracts, there are ways for you to begin to work your moneymaker so that you can increase yourself and secure yourself in financial wealth. Now, one of the things I had to declare is to say that, you know, they have been given the power to get wealth, and we have, by God. He's given us power to get wealth. But guess what? One of the ways to do that is by using our creative gifts and using your faith to get there. And, of course, you know, there's some other ways to do that, too, that we have to take into consideration. Stop spending. Start budgeting, right? Start investing. And so all of those things are important, and you can learn how to do that by getting a financial coach or, you know, an advisor or someone that can help you to step into that in a big way. And then, of course, once you can do that, then you'll begin to see how the wealth is being created in your life. Then the next day we talked about being empowered to be successful. And, you know, success I know means a lot of things to different people. But one of the things that I said to those who were doing the challenge that day was that I believe that success is doing what you were born to do. And I believe that if you're doing what you were born to do, guess what? Money, influence, effectiveness, impact, you know, and success is going to follow you, you know. But here's what you have to begin to realize, too, that success, it's not just about outward success, but it's really about inward success as well. So guess what? I talked about how it's important for us not to have a public success but be a private failure. So we need to learn how to up our game in both so we can win at both, right? But I did say how, you know, there is no overnight success, and so you are going to have to work hard and be determined, be consistent, focused, and still have that belief in yourself that you can do it, right? So, of course, the declaration was all about you saying, I am a success, not that I will be a success, I can be a success, but I am a success right now, regardless of what it looks like in your life. You are a success. And so one of the things that I wanted people to recognize is that, you know, when you set out to accomplish one thing, which was the action step, set out to accomplish one thing and don't do it until you stop, guess what? All of those little successes on the way, you know, becomes those big success in your life. So don't just, you know, turn your head down at the little things that you feel like is not mattering much. It really is. That's a part of your success. And when you're able to celebrate those things, guess what? The bigger thing is going to be even more celebratory for you, right? All right, and then next I talked about how you're empowered to be a change agent, a change agent. See, you know, when I think about a change agent, and I know that all of us have been called to be a change agent, that we all have the power to do what? We have power to influence and transform other people's lives by our word and our deed. And so we have to be determined to recognize and to realize how can we really impact, you know, more people in a way that's going to help them to make a different decision for their life. How are you going to reach out and do that? What is the superpower that you have to change lives for the good, right, that nobody else can do? Because here's the bottom line. We all have been empowered to empower others. And so when you can recognize, like I had them to declare, that you are a transformer, because that's what change agents are. They're transformers. And so You can transform anybody's life by doing one thing. And one thing is called an act of kindness. See, we don't know what people are going through, and so therefore we just kind of, you know, take it for granted everybody's okay. But sometimes that smile, that hug, that nice word that you said, that phone call, that letter, that text can make somebody's day, and it can transform their whole world because you decide to step in and do something different for someone else. And then I talked about it being empowered for self-care. And see, especially as women, you know, it's hard for us to really put ourselves on a to-do list. It's hard for us to push pause and stop doing and just be. And so many of us are waiting to exhale because we've been wearing so many hats and we're so worn out and we don't know what else to do. But here's the real challenge. The real challenge that I gave to them was for them to make time for yourself. If you don't make time, you won't find it. I promise you, you will not find it. You have to make time. And so because always life is going to be coming at you and there's going to be always something to do. So sometimes we have to do to ourselves like some of us did to our kids is just give ourselves a time out, right? And so that's something that's needful and necessary in order for you to maintain your own sanity and peace of mind. So when you're able to do that by saying yes to yourself and no to all the other stuff, then you can allow yourself to get refreshed and revived, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, that can happen for you. It's really about learning to catch up with yourself and do something that you wanted to do. So the declaration was for you to really take time, say, I'm going to love myself by taking time to care for myself. And then the action step was for you to really just step out and to decide to meet your own needs first. You know, like we talk about the oxygen, right? Y'all know about that. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then put it on someone else. And then we talked about being empowered to be an entrepreneur. And, of course, you know, starting a business is not easy. Of course, if it was, everybody would be doing it. But it really is about you having the courage and the willingness to take that risk. And I think that it's worth it. But you know what? You do have to be aware that there are some ebbs and flows. There's going to be some lean times, some disappointing times, some things that fell through. But if that is really your dream, if that is really your calling, you got to hang on in there. Because I believe this, that if you can dream it, then you're empowered to build it and to grow it. And so it's important for you to allow yourself to go through that process that you have to go through until the entrepreneur in you has created that empire that you envision. So here's what I want you to realize. Again, it's not about overnight success, but it is about you being able to declare that you are a successful entrepreneur who is creating jobs and wealth for others. That should be the ultimate goal. It's not about all the money you can make for you and yours and mine and no more, you know, but it's really about you being able to impact, you know, our community, our economy in a way by you creating jobs and helping others, people to obtain wealth as well. So the move was to continue to work on your business every day until you can expand it, multiply it, and increase it in revenues, productivity, and people. And lastly, we talked about being empowered to forgive. And listen, life hurts. It does. And we all get hurt in life, you know, whether it was something that somebody did, said, you know, whatever, some type of injury that has happened to you, some type of violation, some type of betrayal, whatever it was, guess what? When you get over the shock and awe of it, it's time to get healed. So that means the only way you can get healed is to forgive. And the only way I believe you can forgive is really being able to ask God for help in that way that you can walk through that process of hurt and then recognize that I'm not going to hold on to it or stay hostage or give people that power, right, because it's not serving you. So once you learn how to forgive yourself, whether you cause pain to yourself or others, you have the power to forgive. Well, listen, I hope that you got something powerful from just tuning in to the review. Listen, we got a couple of more days and love for you to be a part of that. Listen, you can catch me on Facebook at Nayshawn-UniquelyDesignCoaching or Twitter with the @ Nayshawn_Turner or on Instagram with Life Coach, Nayshawn Life Coach, all right? And then, of course, I'm on Periscope. So, listen, I hope that you guys have an empowering day. If you want more information about upcoming events, go on my website, NayshawnTurner.com, and you can find out what's coming up so that you can be a part of it. All right, you guys have an empowering day, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.